John had a job, but he also had a keen eye for what he saw while doing that job. For what other people may have seen as junk, he saw as a piece of history. Thanks to him, the past is an important part of the present here each year. We say hello to our listeners on KASM in Albany, Minnesota, who know this story very well. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I listen to radio to stay up on news, weather, current events around the local community.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
It kind of just takes my mind off of the drive, getting some relevant information that's in time.
It's always nice to know what's going on. Okay, what can I do? Well, listen to the what's coming up and you can plan your day.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Tom Skidlarik shares the origins of a huge event that takes place annually in central Minnesota.
Oh, man, we go back to probably 1968 when John Peternell left the farm out of Holdingford, where he farmed, and he moved to Albany and opened up an implement shop.
John Peternell was trading equipment throughout the region, and he was noticing something during those journeys.
He would keep an eye on every windbreak and side driveway and backyard and see some unique piece sitting out there that the farmers used to use that abandoned over the years with the innovation of better equipment. And so he would talk to them and see if they're willing to sell it. And
sometimes they were, and he slowly began to take some of those vintage pieces back to his implement company in Albany, Minnesota.
John was a unique kind of a person. You could talk to him about a combine that was for sale down in Cottonwood, Minnesota, and he knew exactly which one you were talking about, who had it, and what the price was.
John would take those pieces he acquired and restore them, but leave them as original as he could, yet still run. He was amassing quite a collection of equipment, and it led him to another idea that involved the people who lived near him.
So in his collecting this, and he knew a lot of neighbors in the vicinity area around here that had some unique pieces of equipment, older stuff, so invited them to come out to his farm for a weekend for a thrashing show. And after a couple of years of doing this on a weekend, they decided that, hey, this is a pretty unique opportunity to try to preserve this stuff, so they became a club.
They became the Albany Pioneer Club. It was the beginning of a huge annual event that draws visitors from far and wide yet today. I'll tell you more about it next time as we travel the countryside. In Albany, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.